Hi, my name is Akiron, and welcome to my vodcast, the simple and easy solution to solving every single relationship problem, to have immensely fulfilling, loving relationships with everyone, especially yourself. Because the most important relationship in your life is not with your lover, your partner, your wife, your husband, girlfriend, or boyfriend. It is your relationship with yourself. Because how can you possibly imagine to have wonderful relationships with lovers and all of the other important people in your life unless you know yourself first and honor yourself first and love yourself first unconditionally? And that is the magic key that opens the door to having immensely fulfilling relationships with everyone. And that is know thyself. Love yourself first. And you do that by making your own joy, your own happiness, your own fulfillment, the number one priority in your life. Not the joy and happiness and fulfillment of your lover, not the joy and happiness and fulfillment of your wife or husband or your parents or your friends or your children, but you. Yourself, your own joy, number one, top priority on planet Earth and in the whole universe. Because your joy and happiness is the only thing in life that you have any control over. You don't have any control over anybody else in the entire universe. Other people's happiness is not your responsibility, and you can't control their happiness, their fulfillment, their well-being, their prosperity, etc., etc. Their happiness is their own responsibility. Your only responsibility is to make yourself happy and yourself feel fulfilled and yourself prosper and experience well-being. And if that happens to rub off onto other people, well, then that's just a bonus. But again, other people's happiness and prosperity and well-being is not your responsibility, and you have no control over that whatsoever. You couldn't control it if you actually could, because everyone creates their own reality. So everyone creates their own happiness, everyone creates their own prosperity, everyone creates their own well-being, etc., etc., and you cannot create those things for them or anyone. That includes your children, that includes your partners, that includes your lovers, that includes your parents, everyone. And everyone creates their own everything, their own prosperity, their own well-being, their own joy, their own health. You cannot create it for them. Now, there are a lot of books and seminars out there teaching people how, the male mind works and how the female mind works and how we each process emotions and how we feel and what opens our hearts, etc., etc. And a lot of that training is quite useful, especially when it seems like your partner is an absolute alien and you have no idea what's going on in their head. And it is helpful knowing what to do, how to manage, and how to cope with certain intricacies of not just your partners, not just your lovers, but your children, your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, your brothers, etc., etc., even your co-workers and bosses, the intricacies that may seem and might very well be completely imbalanced moods and bizarre reactions. And it is a handy tool to be very wise in the ways of psychology and love and sex and attraction and how and why people act in sometimes extremely seemingly insane ways that they do in relationship to money and sex and religion and spirituality and relationship, etc. And it's handy to know how to keep your head from getting chopped off by an oxytocin deprived woman and know to leave your man alone when he has turned into the Iceman on the couch potato and does not want to speak a word. And in that regards, I highly recommend Dr. John Gray's book, Venus on Fire and Mars on Ice, to to understand male and female hormones. And it's good to know what motivates men and what motivates women in relationship to love and sex, and why they need to do certain things to get their hormonal levels back up that you don't understand because you are the opposite sex. And becoming a master of subtle, loving, gentle manipulation to keep peace in your home and passion in the bed is a, you know, worthwhile endeavor, but it's way too many balls to juggle at the same time and will ultimately drive you crazy. So you can study up the wazoo, all the intricacies of males and females and relationships, but you're going to drive yourself crazy, really, which is why so many people are so frustrated with relationships, because they are trying to act in certain ways and be certain things and believe certain things and perform in certain ways to keep their lovers and partners happy and not be thrown into the doghouse. And that, more often than not, seems like an absolutely impossible task, because the list of things that you're supposed to do to keep your partner happy just gets longer and longer. And that is because, you know, it's just an absolutely impossible task to keep other people happy, because, one, it's too difficult, and two, it's not your job to do it. It's their job to keep themselves happy. It's not your job to make anyone else in the entire universe happy. That includes God. That includes your lover. That includes your children, your parents. It's not your job to make your lover, your partner, your wife, your husband, your friend, your parents, siblings, children, or anyone else on planet Earth and beyond happy. It is only your job to make you happy. And you are the only person you have any control over making happy. It's not your responsibility to manage or cope with or try to control or tame your lover or anyone else for that matter, so that you can maintain peace and love in your life. Because ultimately, the degree of peace and love that you have in your life has nothing to do with anyone else. The degree of love that you have in your life has nothing to do with your lover or wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend or children or parents or friends, etc., etc., etc. It only has to do with you and how much love you are allowing. So instead of getting into relationships and then trying to manage them and control them and trying to manipulate their behavior with punishments or rewards so that you can be happy, or trying to manipulate yourself so that they'll be happy so that you'll be happy, and instead trying to manipulate yourself, you know, to act in pleasing ways for other people that might not be pleasing for you, and then living a life of quiet, unfulfilled desperation, instead of trying to control your external relationships and your external reality by becoming a dancing bear who dances for love, affection, and approval to maintain your emotional and physical security, instead of living a desperate life trying to do the impossible task of pleasing every person on earth and making everyone else on earth happy and trying to control everyone else on earth so that you can be happy, how about just focusing on the only easy thing, the only thing and the only person you actually have control over, and that is yourself. It is impossible to not only make everyone else happy, but it is impossible to make anyone happy, because you cannot create for anyone else. You cannot feel for anyone else. You cannot think for anyone else. And this is obvious when you have done something amazing for someone, and it's, you know, like a lover, etc. And instead of being happy and thanking you profusely and showering you with love and affection, they react in a completely opposite and seemingly psycho manner. And even if you give them exactly what they said they wanted, they completely reject your gift. And all you can think about is calling the men in the little white coats to take that person away to the funny farm. So, do you get it? No matter what you do to try to manipulate yourself and therefore manipulate others so that they will be happy and then you will finally be happy, it never, ever, ever works. And this is the absolute failure of most relationships. And not just your lovers, but all relationships. Because again, there are way too many balls to juggle and way too many fiery hoops to jump through to try to maintain peace, love, and security. The only solid, positive, guaranteed, successful way to always generate and maintain peace, love, and security in your life is to create peace, love, and security in your own mind and in your own heart, and therefore in your own life, regardless of what anyone else is doing. It's mind and vibration first, which creates your experience, and then you have an emotional experience from that. Because again, you have no control whatsoever over what anyone else thinks, feels, and does, and what anyone else thinks and feels about you. People are going to see you how they are programmed to see people, or how they're programmed to see lovers or friends, etc., based on their beliefs that have been drilled into them by their parents and friends and teachers and by society. No one can possibly ever really know you or understand you, no matter how much intimate time you spend with them, because they are not you. They are not in your head. They do not perceive life like you do. No one perceives life and reality like you do. You are completely and utterly unique, and you can't even possibly really understand anyone else either. It helps to know people's more basic caveman 101 urges and motivations and people's desires for peace, love, sex, security, well-being, prosperity, and fulfillment, and spiritual stuff. But all other than that general knowledge about what motivates people to do what they do and think how they think, the rest is completely up in the air. And there's no point trying to figure out every little single motivation that people have beyond the just basics, because otherwise you'll just drive yourself crazy trying to figure everyone out. And that just distracts you from knowing your own intricacies, which are the only intricacies you should be focusing your attention upon in the first place. And realistically, how are you ever going to understand anyone else if you don't understand yourself? If you don't truly know yourself, how are you going to truly ever know yourself? Or as William Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." And that is the only self that you can be true to. That is the only self that you can be faithful to and loyal to and truly, ultimately love. And when you start making yourself and your happiness the number one priority in your life above all other people, that divine selfishness will create and attract to yourself absolutely amazing relationships with people who don't try to make you their love slave, or sex slave, or security slave, or prosperity slave, or happiness slave, etc. And you give everyone else their freedom to be who they truly are without having to jump through your fiery hoops and go get make it through your emotional gauntlet to make you happy. Now, you can have sovereign relationships with everyone, where everyone is free to please themselves and do what they are inspired to do from their own source. So everybody can be free. You can be free. They can be free. And everyone is following their own spirits then, rather than trying to follow everyone else's rules and regulations. And when people in your life, or people in general on planet Earth, do unpleasant things, well, you don't let it negatively affect your mood, because your happiness is not dependent on what other people are doing. That's your goal. That's your mission. That's the state of enlightenment that you want to get to, where what other people are doing is not a condition of your happiness. And you understand that there is no such thing as a victim, because everyone creates every single nanosecond of their realities. And contrast of what we don't like and don't want gives us great clarity about what we do want. So you even understand the value of atrocities like war and genocide. and you understand the value, the bigger picture of the value when people attract dramas and traumas in their lives, and you understand that struggle and loss and security, or sorry, you understand that struggle and loss and scarcity and traumas are completely optional and not mandatory creations. You understand that life is supposed to be fun and not a struggle. Life is supposed to be a nonstop joyful adventure, not a nonstop journey of dramas and traumas to prove your worth by how much you have struggled more than the next guy. Struggle is a choice, and it is the choice most people make every single day, unconsciously, of course, when they focus on what they don't like and don't want in their lives and on planet Earth and don't know any better. They don't know that they should be focusing on what they do want so that they can create what they do want. But you can choose ease and grace and love and gentility and excitement and fun if you can retrain yourself to focus on what you like, love, and appreciate and stop trying to kill off what you don't like and what you hate. You can't get rid of what you don't want by trying to get rid of what you don't want. That only creates more things that you have to get rid of. You can only get rid of what you don't want by changing channels and tuning in to a different frequency, by focusing on what you want and creating what you want, and by tuning into and focusing on things you like, love, and appreciate, things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Don't try to like, love, and appreciate things that are unlovable and unlikable. So you want to focus on things that you like, love, and appreciate by focusing on things that are thriving and doing well and working well, and to create more of those things that are working well in your life. You've got to expand the positive and disregard the negative. Or in the immortal worlds of the great Bing Crosby and the Andrews sisters, you got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. And that is what you must do for all your relationships. Focus on every single person's positive qualities and pay no attention to whatsoever to their negative ones. And the same goes for you. Pay no attention to the times when you have a brain fart, or if you happen to do something that is apparently stupid or, you know, hurtful to someone else. And instead, focus your attention upon all the times you have done well and do well and get it right and you've made great decisions. Focus on your positive qualities of how loving and generous you are and caring and how compassionate you are and how caring you are and how talented you are. And most of all, congratulate yourself for making your number one priority to feel good and be happy. And have fun, because that is the only reason you are here on planet Earth, to have fun and enjoy the absolute adventure and delight of creating your desires into physical reality. You're not here to struggle and prove your worth to anyone or anything, including God. You're just here for the joy and adventure of creation and the joy of delighting in your awesome magnificence as you turn your thoughts and dreams and desires into physical things just by your attention and focus upon them. As you miraculously create big, wonderful, awesome things and adventures from absolutely nothing, just because you had the thought of it. And you focus on things you like and love and appreciate. I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you got something from it, please comment, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications when I post a new video. Come visit me at thechiron.com. Of course, come visit me on Facebook. Send me a message. Come visit me at thechiron.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and support on all levels to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is The Chiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, fun, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!